Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Executives, as we've been saying, from the CHI Children's Health Ireland, which operates the paediatric hospitals in Dublin, well, they appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on Health today to answer questions on the ongoing spinal surgery scandal. Chief Executive Eilish Hardiman told TDs and senators that children who underwent spinal surgeries at Temple Street Hospital in Dublin did not receive the level of care they were entitled to and deserved. In her opening statement, Ms. Hardiman gave a fulsome apology for the hurt and distress caused to the families immediately affected by this scandal and to other families as well as the staff at CHI.
These reports show what we feared when we commissioned this work. Children did not receive the level of care that they were entitled to and which they deserved. For an organisation that exists with a singular focus, which is to deliver safe, quality care to those we serve, these findings are distressing. And I know for the patients and families involved, it's even worse. We're deeply sorry that the children, young people and families did not get the care they deserved and apologise unreservedly for the harm that they endured.
The CEO of the CHI, Eilish Hardiman, also addressed the use of unapproved devices in spinal surgery.
Members will of course be concerned about the unauthorised use in spinal surgery of unapproved non-medical grade devices, or in other words, springs. Quite frankly, this is an unprecedented occurrence and is truly shocking. The facts around this matter will be the subject of a serious incident investigation. This investigation will examine end-to-end processes within the hospital, including procurement and custody of these items. It will also look at who knew that the non-grade medical devices were being used, how they were procured, and why at no stage did somebody say stop.
In relation to the communication between the hospital and families affected, Green Party TD Nyasa Horrigan told Clinical Director Dr. Ike Okafor that she was not impressed with their communication strategy.
I hate to say this for the families, but I think I probably had more information than the families who are affected by this, who have small children who are affected by this.
So for you to call the families, we had to ensure that we had a continuity of care plan. So we had to ensure that there was somebody that could see them or that we had a plan for their ongoing care. So we had to do all that work first and then we started to do the phone calls.
I have to say, I feel really sorry for those families. That's really awful. I have a child who has special needs and I really feel bad for those families and I'm very sorry to hear that. And I think the state has let you down.
And Nyasa Horrigan also asked Chief Medical Officer at CHI, Dr. Alan Goldman, how a non-authorised device made it into theatre that was not CE marked.
Whatever has happened with that is completely unacceptable. What we don't know is, or the questions you're asking are exactly the questions we're asking ourselves. And the only way, I know it sounds like we're deflecting, but the only way we are going to get to the bottom of this is by a very good, rigorous, independent investigation to look at everything from point A to point B. And then once we know that, that's when we can explain what happened and how to fix it. Because we're as perplexed as you as to how that happened.
And that was the CMO at the CHI, Dr. Alan Goldman. Finally, let me play you this clip. This is just a short time ago at the committee. Independent Senator Tom Clonan, he told the committee of his own experience with his son's surgery at Temple Street in 2018. He asked the executives if they stand over their actions.
How was your behaviour consistent with you remaining as CEO of CHI? Or remaining as... Is it CMO?
Correct.
I mean, I'm a layperson, and I know this instinctively. Medical,
Tom.
Modern medicine is led by research, is informed by research for best practices. Mm. What you are presiding over was a recurring, foreseeable, predictable pattern of suboptimal outcomes, suboptimal leaving children on waiting lists for so long. What did you do about it?
And that was Senator Tom Clonan. A number of the committee members have children who have special needs. And I must say, The questioning was forensic and passionate at times. Louise Byrne is political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, and she was watching the committee hearing this afternoon and joins me now. Louise, you're very welcome to the programme. It's still ongoing, so thanks a million for stepping out. But in terms of the possible use of non-authorised devices, what else did the committee members ask the reps from the CHI?
Yeah, so like you said, it's still ongoing, but there has been a lot of ground covered. And like you said, some forensic questioning from members of that committee. I think in the last little while, Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway asked Alan Goldman, can he definitively say that no other non-medical, unauthorised devices have been used in other surgeries? And he said that currently they're not aware of any, but at the same time, they can't actually be 100% certain. And, you know, this scandal is still ongoing. There are still a number of reports being carried out. So I think perhaps being on the side of caution there, they're saying they can't be 100% sure. I think the other real conversation over the last couple of days is who knew what, when. And we heard Sinn Féin leader Marilyn MacDonald in the Dáil yesterday suggesting that there was a letter written. And in that letter, it was suggested that Eilish Hardiman, the CEO of CHI, was informed in February 2020 that surgeons in Temple Street were looking at the use of these springs. Now, she has very strongly said in that committee meeting that she has absolutely no record of receiving this letter that was allegedly written in February 2020. She also said that while she did attend a meeting with surgeons, the use of medical springs, she has no recollection of that being mentioned. Mm-hmm. And they were actually discussing a different device, which is called a medical rod, or a magic rod, rather, and that is a completely separate device. And she said she's absolutely no recollection of that being mentioned. And there was a good bit of back and forth on that about whether she did take part in a discussion about the use of those springs as early as 2020.
And you're saying there was no clarity one way or another on that, is that it?
Well, she's saying that she's no recollection of that being discussed at that meeting. She said she remembers magic rods being discussed. She said she remembers surgeries at Kappa Hospital being discussed. But she has notes on this and she has looked at them, and she said she's absolutely no recollection of any discussion on those springs.
Okay. And just for clarity, I think Magic, M-A-G-E-C, is the brand name of that particular device. And not the magic, the other magic, in case people are wondering. There was a somewhat tense exchange, wasn't there, Louise, between Sinn Féin TD David Cullinan and the CEO Eilish Hardiman, when David Cullinan asked if there was any pressure being exerted on consultants to do more procedures than was safe to do. How was that answered?
Yeah, that's right. So David Cullinan said that he, again, had received another piece of correspondence that suggested that perhaps there should be more of these surgeries carried out, and that, you know, you're doing one or two, could they do three or four? And he was asking, was there pressure being exerted on these people? And Eilish Hardiman said, no, there was no pressure. And I think there was a bit of back and forth about what exactly these surgeons were being asked. And we know that there are very long waiting lists on this. And if anything, there's going to be longer waiting lists now, because these surgeries have been paused in Temple Street since last November. So there was a bit of back and forth about whether pressure was being put on. She insisted there wasn't, but David Cullinan not exactly happy with the answers he was getting back on that one.
Okay, look, we'll cover this in more detail just after five with TDs Nyasa Horrigan and David Cullinan, who were questioning at the committee as well. But Louise Byrne from the Irish Mirror, thank you very much indeed.